Hi.
Jerry Rice.
Andrew Rennie, Southern FM in Australia.
Good to see you.
Jerry, what are you doing these days in NASA?
I'm currently serving as the chief of the Vehicle Integration Test Office. It's an engineering support group that works in conjunction with the astronaut office to support crews as they get ready to go fly in space. We basically help coordinate their training flows here at the Kennedy Space Center. We provide the living space for them to live in while they're down here in training, and also when they're down here in quarantine prior to launch. And this morning I was out there at the end of the runway meeting the crew as they got off the vehicle and helping them go through their post-landing process today, including their medical exams and everything else, and got them down to the beach this evening so they can enjoy some time off with their family and friends.
Was it you that came in the Gulfstream a little while ago?
No, I was already here. I came down Sunday on a Gulfstream, and I'll go back on Friday after the dry count's over.
And what's going to happen here today?
Well, the crew will be arriving this evening. Two of them, the commander and the pilot, will be suited up in their launch and entry suits, and they'll be flying on the shuttle training airplanes, performing about 10 dives towards the ground to simulate what it's like to go fly a shuttle through its approach and landing phase. The rest of the crew will be back to crew quarters and get settled in, and then through the rest of the next 3 days, we'll be going through all the training they need to do to be prepared for the actual launch here in about 3 weeks.
As the shuttle program winds down, how do you see your role in NASA as far as you have control over it?
Well, my personal role is I plan to retire at the end of the shuttle program. I'm approaching that stage of my career, and I'm actually looking forward to that. I'm not looking forward totally to the end of the shuttle program or certainly the unknowns that are pointing to us in the future here, but I'll be cheering from the sidelines with the next programs as they come along.
I guess you've enjoyed your time at NASA?
Immensely. I'm 62 this year. I've spent 31 years here at NASA, and I've enjoyed every moment of it. It's been quite an experience, and flying in space seven times and doing nice spacewalks is something far beyond what I could have ever dreamed to do as a kid.
Well, I'm sure our listeners on the space show wish you all the best for the future.
Thank you. And I'll wish all the young people that are listening to this best wishes for their futures, and hope that they will find something that excites them for their careers, and that they'll study hard and prepare hard and work hard on those careers.
Well, thank you, Jerry.
All right. Thanks a lot.